Hi, everybody. Welcome to Packers.com. I'm joined today by veteran kicker Mason Crosby, who just signed a brand new contract to stay with the Packers for the next few years. Congratulations,
Mason.
Thank
you. Yeah, good to be back.
Now, after the season, you spoke publicly about wanting to stay in Green Bay. So what's today like emotionally? Are you excited? Is it a relief? What are you going through?
Yeah, it seemed like it happened so fast yesterday, all the waiting, all the the process of trying to get a deal done, all came together yesterday, and we were able to come to an agreement and be able to spend four more years. It's kind of sinking in now, and it's been a little surreal the last 24 hours here, but man, I am so relieved, so happy to be staying with the Packers, and that was the whole. The whole mindset, the whole process, the whole time trying to get something done so that I could continue to be a Packer. I mean, to think that I've been here 9 years and continue on four more, man, couldn't ask for anything better.
The last 3 years might be the best three of your career, if not the best three, maybe the most consistent 3 years.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think you can play at that type of level?
Well, the goal is, every offseason is to, evaluate and to look at what I did well and what I need to work on from the season before, and then just build off of that. So I plan on improving, this next year. So my focus is, what do I do to improve going into the offseason, into OTAs, and then carry that into the season. And I don't plan on slowing down at all.
High snap placement by Maste, kick to the upright. And it is good. He drilled it.
Your strong leg is obviously one of your calling cards. You've now made the seven longest field goals in team history, all between 55 and 58 yards. So do you want to get a 60-yarder on that resume sometime?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to bump it up over that. Obviously, I think every kicker's goal or dream at some point would to set the long field goal record. So if we ever got that chance, it'd be pretty sweet. And I know Coach McCarthy is not afraid to put me out there for long kicks. And if that timing's right, falls at the end of a half where I get to try a 65-yarder, I hope I get that chance.
Now, you mentioned you've been here for 9 years. When you were drafted in 2007, did you ever envision you'd be the all-time leading scorer in the history of the Packers?
Yeah, that always gets me. Like every time I hear that and like think about that, just because of the guys that came before me, the legacy and the history of this organization. To know that my name is going to be in there and be a part of that, hopefully for a very long time, if not forever. It's definitely not something that I think I could dream about or think about. It's just to think I'm going in my 10th year and. With the Packers, with such a great organization, it's definitely a dream come true, and it's something that I can't take for granted.
Now, last year, Mike McCarthy vowed that the special teams for the Packers would improve, and they did. Now, I know you're not part of the punt team or the return teams, but you're in on all those special teams meetings and everything. So from your seat, what was the key to the overall special teams improvement last year?
I think guys bought in a sense, taking responsibility for this is my job. Guys like Jeff Janis, I mean, that guy playing gunner on punt team, he was unstoppable. So just knowing your role, going out and playing your hardest, fundamentally sound all the time. Obviously Coach Zook is strong on that. We tried to cut scheme down, do different things like that, where it was like just play some football. I think guys really took responsibility and started kind of loving being a part of it and having that opportunity.
You made a play last year that had nothing to do with your right foot, but you made a lot of kickers in the NFL and kickers all around football proud when you stripped that ball from Cordarrelle Patterson of the Vikings. The Packers recovered the fumble.
Fumbles the football, recovered by Green Bay.
I'm not absolutely positive, but was that Mason Crosby slapping that ball out?
Yeah, obviously Twitter, my phone was blowing up after that game, and every once in a while, I kick a ball for a living. That's my job. But I guess show the guys that I can mix it up. That was the ultimate goal. But I don't know if I made any field goals this year as far as friends and family are concerned and like places I go. I went and read to a school, and it was like, oh, you kick field goals, that's cool, but what about that strip fumble? So it kind of got, it got me out of the norm of what I always do, and it kind of showed another aspect there of my game, I guess.
Now, about a year ago, I remember you and I sat down for an interview for the Packers yearbook. We talked a lot about that 48-yard field goal at the end of the NFC title game in Seattle. Probably the biggest kick of your career. As a professional, how do you process that, such a tremendous personal success in the midst of such a huge team letdown?
Yeah, obviously, I always try to put team first. So, I was just, as bummed, as disappointed as the next guy, in the locker room there after that game, as far as just how it ended. We were so close. We're such a great team. And at that moment right after the game, you would have thought, in my mind, it's like, who cares what I did, personally. But reflecting on it, the weeks to follow it, it was definitely a defining moment in my career, a game that I can draw from and remember, and just try to harness, okay, what did I feel in those moments? What was that? What was that like? And then try to apply that to, as I work on things in the off season and go through that process.
Is there an even bigger kick to come in your career, do you think?
That's the hope, yeah. I mean, the hope is that, obviously this team, we're built to continue to make runs in the playoffs. I plan on just continuing that success, especially there in the playoffs, and trying to help this team win any way I possibly can. Sometimes with my job, that's hard, watching, sitting, like I can't go and make something happen. It's dependent on teammates, and that's why we do this as a team. And they put me in a position to win a game, I need to go out there and do it.
What do you think this next season has in store for the Packers?
Man, obviously, last year was filled with adversity. We had injuries. We had different, situations that just didn't, bounce our way. So I'm looking forward to getting all those guys back that were hurt. You miss Jordy. You miss, just some of those pieces, and we have a great team. We have a team that's been built for years here, and obviously Russ and Ted and Coach McCarthy and those guys up top really do a great job of putting us in a position to go out there and be successful. So looking forward to seeing what this team looks like, and obviously adding guys with the draft and. Yeah. And that's my favorite time of year, in all reality, is coming back in the spring, because there's a lot of excitement. It's fresh. It's new. Regardless of if it's all the same guys from the year before, team dynamic, the team feels a little bit different, and you have to kind of find what our identity is going to be and what that team is going to be like, and then start pushing for the season. And, it's exciting times.
Well, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today, Mason, and congratulations
all
again.
Right. Thanks. Excited.